Police Protection Required at 2023 College World Series. Reports have emerged that police were called in to protect one of the teams taking part in the 2023 College World Series. While the team was not named by NCCA President Charlie Baker, the story has thrust the issue of college sports betting into the limelight. Speaking earlier this week at the National Association of Collegiate Directors of Athletics convention in Las Vegas, Baker referred to gambling several times. Quote, "There was a bettor who threatened a team. The threat was serious enough that we showed it to authorities. They said, you know what, we think we should probably hang out with you guys for the rest of the tournament." Charlie Baker, NCAA president. Rising concerns about college sports betting. Baker did not go into details about the threat, nor did he say which of the 8 participating teams it was issued against. However, it is known that LSU won the championship last year, beating Florida, Virginia, Wake Forest, Stanford, Tennessee, Oral Roberts, and TCU to the trophy. Since the legalization of sports betting in 2019, gambling has become a major concern for college administrators. There is currently an investigation going on into potential gambling violations at the Temple and Loyola, MD, basketball programs. Interestingly enough, last summer the NCAA investigated a group of Iowa college athletes. U.S. Integrity, the gambling monitor, flags roughly 5 games on each football Saturday, about 8% of the total, for possible betting improprieties. An Alabama-based attorney who specializes in sports law, Clinton Spiegel, has said that it has become the NCAA's main concern. He said that he has never had a student athlete say that they have been put under pressure by gamblers, but it is a reality with students sitting there in class and someone has DraftKings out. Police surveillance introduced at national championship. It was confirmed by the NCAA earlier this year that police surveillance was necessary at last year's national championship event due to athletes being targeted online. Matt Holt, the founder of U.S. Integrity, explained that they are seeing a great deal of online abuse from gamblers towards student athletes regarding their losses, and he argues that, "We should also believe that more instances of threats can lead to more instances of more people coming through on those threats."